Welcome to Conversations in Business with RSM, where we talk to business leaders and experts to gain valuable insights that will help you move your business forward.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to Conversations in Business with RSM. My name is Susan Dolamo, a director at RSM South Africa and the Sustainability Assurance Leader. Businesses can no longer afford to treat ESG reporting as a tick box exercise. It has become a business imperative. To ensure that a business achieves future growth and is sustainable, ESG principles need to be at the heart of the business strategy. In today's times, there is a growing demand, not only from investors, but also from key stakeholders, for businesses to act responsibly, to consider their impact on the environment and society, as well as to ensure transparency and report on that impact. Today, I am joined by Trust Chikiri, who is the head of the Governance, Risk and Compliance Department at RSM, who will be assisting us to just unpack and discuss the impact of ESG on business strategies focusing on risks. Trust, I think you can agree with me that ESG risks are critical factors that organizations need to consider for sustainable and responsible practices in their business. Can you please just talk us through the ESG risks that businesses need to take into consideration from a governance, risk and compliance perspective?
Thanks for that. Maybe before I go maybe into detail in respect of the individual or specific risks per each ESG component, I'll just look at what's happening within the risk landscape currently. You'd find, I think, from an ESG perspective, we are seeing an increase in ESG fraud-related risk. We're also seeing incidences where companies are being levied huge fines for or misstatement of sustainability performance. We're also seeing cases where organizations are also facing a lot of huge litigations because of misreporting that is happening within the ESG space. And I think lastly as well, we're also seeing companies facing irreparable reputational damage and potential loss to social license to operate, particularly due to greenwashing, bluewashing, social washing, and other illicit practices that are being used to deceive stakeholders for corporate or personal gain. Now, if we go now into the specific ESG risks, I mean, per each ESG component, if we start with the environmental risks, you find, I mean, there are issues of climate change and the resource depletion, which, I mean, companies need to take note of due to the increase in regulation and fiscal risks associated with climate change. Then there are also risks that are also related to environmental impacts that are affecting the supply chain risk side as well that organizations need to take into consideration. Now, if you look on the social risk, mainly, I think, the key risks relate to non-compliance with the labor standards. We are seeing, I mean, quite a number of organizations where they're not really complying with the labor practices that are required, and that's an area that organizations need to look at it, I think, from a social perspective. Then there are also issues, I think, from a stakeholder management, how are you engaging with the communities in the areas that you are operating? So there's also negative impacts on local communities that we're also seeing that organizations need to take note of from a risk perspective. Then lastly, I think on the governance risk, there are issues of regulatory compliance. Are you complying with all the ESG-related regulations, the standards and the frameworks that are currently being developed? Then lastly, also from a data privacy and cybersecurity, I mean, the data that you have, how are you protecting that sensitive information to make sure that it's actually well protected and you have strong data privacy measures in place? I think at high level, that's what we are seeing in respect of ESG risks.
Now, I think you touched on reputation as a risk that can also be imminent in this space, where if information that is used to report or the data and processes are not quality checked, that might result in the reputational harm to the businesses. So why would you say is the key drivers behind these risks?
So I think what we are seeing is well in terms of the key drivers, especially to risks that are relating maybe to greenwashing, you'd find, you know, there are about maybe four key drivers. I think the first one is regulation. You'd find that now there's actually a global movement on the regulatory front, and there's now increase in the cost of compliance. cost of compliance with reporting to the regulations and ensuring that ESG disclosures are actually accurate, they are data backed, and they are short and not insignificant. Then also issues where we are seeing another key driver relating to investors and lenders, where they've now incorporated ESG considerations into their investment decisions. And now you find now organizations now, because they want to get funding due to those pressures now, they now, you find other organizations are now being, trying to manipulate ESG data so that they're able to get that funding that they're looking for. Then I think from also a stakeholder perspective on the incidences where, you know, there's a rise actually in terms of stakeholder capitalism. Then lastly, there's, if you look at it from a remuneration perspective, executive compensation incentives now, they are now incorporating the ESG-related targets and performance metrics. And now executives, you find now, they're actually seeing most of them are now trying to manipulate ESG data for their own corporate or personal gain. I think in a nutshell, those are the key drivers that we are seeing resulting in an increase in ESG risks.
I think listening to the insight you're sharing with us, Trust, it sounds as if organizations need to find some middle ground in terms of balancing, because, for instance, the last driver that you've just mentioned around the remuneration, I think it is a critical factor that needs to be considered in the model of the organizations to ensure that the executives do implement and focus on driving the ESG principles within the organization. But like you've indicated, it does then also increase or raise the risk of there now, the executives being under pressure to can then misrepresent the information to make sure that they then meet whatever targets that the board would have set for them. How would you then advise businesses to manage or mitigate those risks? What strategies can they put in place in order to ensure that these risks are managed?
I think in response to that, I think what is important is to make sure that companies develop a sustainable and compliant ESG framework. And what do they need to consider to make sure that that is in place? I think there are about maybe three pillars that they need to look at. I think first and foremost is the governance. So from a governance perspective, do we have the right governance structures that make sure that, you know, ESG is actually incorporated in the day-to-day oversight that is in place? Then also from a compliance perspective, do we have the guidelines to make sure that, you know, are able to comply with all the regulations, legislation, and standards that are in place? Then from a process perspective, you need to make sure that, you know, we have put in place processes that ensure there's integration of ESG frameworks, risk management frameworks within the organization on a day-to-day basis, so that, you know, ESG becomes a part and parcel of the day-to-day work. Then lastly, I think from a governance perspective is to make sure that, you know, there's integrated reporting of all the information. Then the other pillar that we also need to look at is the resources aspect. Do we have the right people in place in terms of the competence, the capacity, and the expertise that we require from an ESG perspective? Then from a technology perspective, we are saying also, do we have the right technology in place to make sure that all the data that you require is actually available? There is data segregation, standardization. There is also integrity of that data is actually in place. You'll find, I think, from a technology perspective, I think most organizations are actually implementing GRC softwares that are able to assist them to streamline ESG information from a data collection, analysis, and reporting. And using that information now, they now have one platform where information is in place and they're able to analyze information, both financial and non-financial information, and also make sense of that information based on the risks that have been identified. Then I think lastly, also from a resource perspective, to make sure that, you know, there is actually budget is actually set aside to make sure that, you know, that framework that we want is actually in place and is working as it's supposed to work. Then the last pillar is the culture aspect, where we are saying, you know, I think if you go back to the risk that I was talking about, you find issues of greenwashing, issues of increase in ESG fraud. What is pushing that? The starting point is to make sure that, you know, we have put in place an ethical culture from an ESG perspective that is aligned to the organization, organizational culture. That's where the board comes in place now to make sure that if we put in that ethical culture in place so that, you know, whatever we report is, you know, everything is actually aligned to the ethical culture of the organization. So we also need to drive it in terms of, you know, what is the tone at the top? What is the board saying in respect to the culture that they are putting and what they're expecting from an ESG perspective? And also stakeholder management. How are we engaging with all the different stakeholders to make sure that we're able to implement a sustainable and compliant ESG structure? Then I think lastly, there are also issues of, how are we tracking performance? How are we also making sure that, we continuously develop, continuously monitor all the ESG risk and performance metrics in place? So I think in a nutshell, if we're able to integrate all those pillars in place, then we're able to address the risks that we are seeing within the ESG space.
Trust, thank you again for your time and joining us here on Conversations in Business with RSM to share your insights on the ESG risks from a GRC lens. I think in closing and wrapping up, ESG consideration should be integrated into the governance structures, risk management, and compliance framework of organizations. And in this way, organizations can mitigate ESG risks and work towards building a sustainable and resilient business model. Thank you for joining us.
That was Conversations in Business with RSM. Experience the power of being understood. Experience RSM. Visit rsmza.co.za.